So in the previous section, in Luke chapter 14, Jesus talks about being humble, where he teaches about humility. He says, verse 7 says, when Jesus noticed that all who had come to dinner were trying to sit in the seat of honor near the head of the table, he gave them this advice. He said, when you arrive, when you're invited to a wedding feast, don't sit in the seat of honor. What if someone who is more distinguished than you has also been invited? The host will come and say, give this person your seat. Then you will be embarrassed, and you will have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. Instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. Now, this verse right there, it's just like what Jesus is telling the people. I don't know if they get it at the time, but what I'm getting from this is he's saying, he's preparing the way so people can understand there is this great invitation to come to my table. And the best place is at the foot of the table. You know? And so he says, instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. Then when your host sees you, right? So when we humble ourselves, yeah, you guys might want to grab two chairs back there if you want to put them back. Because remember, the sanctuary is getting cleaned up. So instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. And then, when your host sees you, he will come and say, friend, we have a better place for you. And who is that host? The Holy Spirit, Jesus. So he's saying something here. He's saying something here. But when the host, and you know, this is the position of our hearts as we enter the Holy of Holies, Lord. This is the position of our hearts. We take the lowest place. We take the place. Yeah, we take the lowest place. We know there's this great invitation for us to come to the table of God, the table of mercy. But love this. It says, when the host sees you, he will come and say, friend, you have a better place. I have a better place. We have a better place for you. Then you will be honored in front of all the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves will be exalted. Mm-hmm. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. I'm reading from Luke chapter 14. And then verse 12. Then he turned to his host. He says, when you put on... So, all right. Then he talks to the rich man. And then verse 15, this is where... Verse 15 says, hearing this, a man sitting at the table with the Jews, with Jesus, exclaimed, what a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God. Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and set out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guests, come, the banquet is ready. But they all begin making excuses. One said, I have just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 pair of oxen and I want to try them out. Please excuse me. Another one said, man, I now have a wife, so I can't come. The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, "Go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who acknowledge their need for him. Invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame." After the servant had done this, he reported, "There is still more room." So his master said, "Go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come so that the house will be full. For none of those I first invited will get even the smallest taste of my banquet." Wow. So, I don't know. As I was getting ready for soaking today, I felt like just have communion ready. And I know, we record this on our website. And for anyone watching this now or later, I invite you to just do the same thing. Take this portion of scripture, maybe read it again as I, do a couple songs. But you can take communion as you wish. You can eat it, drink it as you wish. But we being reminded of this great invitation that we have to come to the table, to come to the banquet. And yet we ask, Lord, give us grace. Man, I'm actually going to share that again Thursday morning for our prayer. Lord, give us grace so we don't make any excuses to be in the Holy of Holies. Whether we are at home, whether we're in our cars, but we would always be generous with our time and make it a priority to be in the Holy of Holies. So yes, Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you for this great invitation we have to commune, to be in fellowship with you. That's what it's about, to be in fellowship. We humble ourselves, for the word says, those who humble themselves, those who exalt themselves will be humbled. But those who humble themselves will be exalted. So Lord, we humble ourselves before you right now in this hour. Thank you, Lord, that your blood make a way for us to come today. You know, sometimes we kind of forget about that. But today we just want to pause and take the time to really focus on the way that the blood has made. Thank you, Lord, that you have invited us to the table. And Lord, we come to the table of mercy. We come to the table of mercy. You know, for those of you just coming in, I felt today we're just going to take time to just sit at the table of the Lord. I have some bread and some stuff ready. Hopefully I have enough for everybody. And as you sit and soak in the presence of the Lord, I was reading from Luke chapter 14, verse 7 to, I think, verse 7 to 20. You can meditate on these words. Lord, thank you for being in covenant with us, Father. Thank you for the blood. You know, your blood signed that paper. Never lose its power. The blood redeems us. The blood heals us. Father, as we commune, as we take, you know, as we are being in fellowship with you, the secret place. You know, earthly treasures fade, earthly troubles fade. You know, whatever the situation is, Lord, they fade in your presence. Here in your presence.
My shield, to you.
a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I need more of you, I need more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I need more of you, God. I need more of you. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I need more of you, Lord. I need my heart's cry. I need more.
Thank you. what to pray. Would you pray through me, pray?
Satisfy my soul, oh, dear, my soul. You come and mend my heart, oh, dear, my name. You come, Holy Spirit, you fill us with your fire. You come and you fill us with your compassion. You come and you ignite, 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 Holy Spirit. Oh, oh, Rabasida Bando. Ori ala masori ala mangaye, ori ala mame ya mando. Hallelujah. Come and search with us. Come and search with us, with you, Father. Oh, we cry out for you.
Corra, Give you all my praise.
from you all things. To you all things. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
That's my King. That's my Lord.
You deserve the glory.
That's my Redeemer. His name is Jesus. No other name. For from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, good and sense of life. Day and night, night and day, good and sense of life.
The world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So we start right here. Why would
we will shout hallelujah till you come again. Hallelujah, hallelujah to my King. We will shout hallelujah until you come again. Hallelujah. We will sing hallelujah, still hallelujah, sing hallelujah, shout.
We will shout hallelujah until you come.
Oh, this is my weapon. My weapon is a melody.
Hallelujah. hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So take delight in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You're awesome in our lives. That's what we testify today, Jesus. Father, we thank you for being so good, for being so kind with our hearts. You know, today as the sun came up, I was driving here and I just saw this beautiful sunrise, and I heard just my mercy renews every day. It's like stuff we know, but it's just so good to be reminded that God's mercy renews every day. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that we can come before you, Lord. We can come to you. Lord, we love your presence. We love your presence, Father. Lord, I pray this season and for the rest of our lives that we would never get satisfied. We would never become like, oh, it's enough. There's May we never be satisfied until we see you face to face. Father, I pray that you'd continue to allow us to be the salt that this world, our community, our families, our children, our neighbors needs. Give us grace, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We are nothing without the Holy Spirit. We have nothing without Him. Come build your church. Come build the move, your move, Lord. Father, I pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts. Forgive our stubbornness, but give us a heart to truly obey and trust. For there is no other way, that's what the song says. There's no other way to be complete in you is to obey wholeheartedly. People, Jesus, because you walk with us. Not anything we've done, anything we do, even as we come together, as we come to the Holy of Holies, as we go in the secret place at home or in our cars, wherever we find ourselves, when we come together, we are blessed just because your presence is here.
Knowing well that as our hearts begin to open, we are blessed because you're here. We are blessed.